Hachette Audio presents The Edge of Always, written by Jessica Redmersky, read by Daniel Thomas May and Leslie Belair. For anyone who has ever had a moment of weakness, it won't be painful forever, so don't let it get the best of you. Andrew. 1. A few months ago, when I was laid up in that hospital bed, I didn't think I'd be alive today, much less be expecting a baby and engaged to an angel with a dirty mouth. But here I am. Here we are, Cameron and me, taking on the world in a different way. Things didn't quite turn out how we planned them, but then again, things rarely do. And neither of us would change the way they turned out, even if we could. I love this chair. It was my dad's favorite chair, and the one thing he left behind that I wanted. Sure, I inherited a fat check that will set Cameron and me up for a while, and of course I got the Chevelle, but the chair was equally sentimental to me. She hates it, but she won't say so out loud because it was my dad's. I can't blame her. It's old. It stinks, and there's a hole in the cushion from my dad's cigarette-smoking days. I promised her I'd get someone in here to clean it, at least. And I will, as soon as she figures out whether we're going to stay in Galveston or move to North Carolina. I'm fine with either, but something tells me she's holding back on what she really wants because of me. I hear the water from the shower shut off, and seconds later a loud bang vibrates through the wall. I jump up from the chair.